This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, today. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him with the honour. He dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasised that his state visit is testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. The Prime Minister is in Guyana on the third leg of his three-nation visit, including Nigeria and Brazil. Prime Minister Modi will address the Parliament of Guyana at Georgetown this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos, the Prime Minister pointed out that his commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal today said that the idea behind launching a new OTT platform is not just to bring healthy content to the digital space, but also to provide content for all sections of society, including children and youth. Addressing the media a day after the launch of the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves, Mr. Sehgal informed that the platform will feature all archival materials of Doordarshan programmes that people have grown up watching. He also mentioned that regional cultural programmes focusing on heritage have been included on the platform. We are now joined by our correspondent, Durgesh Bhadauria, who's at the venue. Good evening, Durgesh. What else transpired at the Prasar Bharati conference?
So, Sanjay, this press conference that came a day after Waves OTT platform was launched here in Goa, essentially what Prasar Bharati chairman has informed media about is that there is going to be a content for all and the platform will continuously expand with time. He also said that Doordarshan is now receiving a makeover and it is in the continuous process of enhancing its content. Kark Bhushundi, Ramayan director Shiv Sagar, who was also present on the occasion, he said that his Ramayan will be focusing on different aspects of the story, but the essence, the soul of the program will remain same as what was shown by Ramanand Sagar's Ramayan. The cast of Fauji 2 program, which has been aired on Doordarshan recently, was also there.
Thank you, Durgesh. That was our correspondent, Durgesh Bhadauria. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that the motivation behind launching the OTT platform is to reach the maximum audience. The 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is in full swing with the unfolding of screenings and events. Over 40 films across diverse genres are being screened today, showcasing the best of Indian cinema. The Indian Panorama segment has officially begun with its inaugural ceremony, setting the stage for screenings of 25 selected feature and 20 non-feature films. Along with this, the 18th edition of the Film Bazaar is also buzzing with activity, serving as a dynamic hub for networking and collaboration between aspiring filmmakers and established industry professionals. The Aam Aadmi Party today released the first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. The party has fielded Brahm Singh Tanwar from the Chhatarpur seat, Sumesh Shaukeen from Matiala, Gaurav Sharma from Ghonda, Veer Singh Dhingan from Simapuri, Chaudhary Zubair Ahmed from Seelampur, and Anil Jha from Kirari Assembly constituency. The US has vetoed a UN resolution demanding an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. The resolution, supported by the other 14 members of the UN Security Council, also demanded the unconditional release of all hostages. In cricket, the much-awaited Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is all set to begin with the first match at Optus Stadium in Perth tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:50 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.